It was obvious from early on, as we just shared with you, that Bob Mueller had a tenuous relationship at best with the report that he put his name to, 448 pages that he seemed unfamiliar with. He didn't seem to know what Fusion GPS was. He wouldn't talk about Steele or the dossier, which was pivotal in many of the decisions made in the investigation. It was discussed in the report, but he still wouldn't talk about it, citing ongoing investigations. And I can assure you that John Durham and John Huber and Michael Horowitz, those reports have become ever more important now going forward. Those are the three reports, three investigations, I should say, coming out of the Attorney General's office, William Barr, as he wants to get to the bottom of the origination of this investigation, the roles of people like Strzok and Page, which, by the way, Mueller seemed confused about their roles as well and how long they were on his team after he knew they were rank partisans. But these other investigations become ever more important now. Durham looking into the origins and the possible misdeeds of those in the investigation. The same will happen with John Huber. And, of course, Michael Horowitz, Durham, Huber, all of these guys, their report's coming soon. But now we're told that the Michael Horowitz Inspector General report might not come until sometime in September, because they continue to get more leads, more information to ferret out, more things to study and understand. And trust me, they were all watching yesterday to see what they could learn from the interaction. Now, by the end of the first session, it was pretty clear that Bob Mueller was not the Bob Mueller people had come to know previously. I spoke to a former federal prosecutor yesterday that worked for Bob Mueller for years, had letters of recommendation and accommodation written by Bob Mueller. He said, not the same guy I worked with. It's not just that he's lost a step, he's lost more. In fact, some went so far as to speculate about, is he in good health? Is he okay? How could he be so confused and so out of sorts? This is a guy that was known for his stamina, for his focus, for his integrity. Going forward, he might be known for some different things, but those won't be on the list. The news media had to come to the realization after that first session that, well, it was over. Let's start with this bite number 13. NBC News, Chucky Todd, facing the facts. Go.
But he provided such, what do you call it, uncomfortable clarity? It would, he, as they were using him for clarity, he'd somehow fog it up.
But he did,
and how he would do certain things. And so, look, on optics, this was a disaster.
A disaster. That word used over and over again. A abject failure. An epic fail. CNN had to gradually come to that same reality. It was a heart-wrenching moment to watch. Actually, maybe it was a heartwarming moment to watch. Let me think about it. I kind of enjoyed watching these handmaidens in the media eat crow. These handmaidens that had held up Bob Mueller as the gold standard, unimpeachable character, a guy who could not be questioned because he's Bob Mueller. You know, he's a Republican, a nominal Republican at best, I might add. But that was thrown out again today in some of the analysis from such clear-thinking outlets as Vox and the Daily Beast. Oh, Bob Mueller did fine. You know, he's a Republican. Yeah, okay, he's a nominal Republican at best. But let's go to this CNN telling the truth, because they had no other choice. It's bite number 14. Go.
There were times in the hearing when he didn't seem to either he couldn't hear what the questioner was asking, and sometimes they spoke very quickly and they were not particularly polite. Respectful of the fact that this was a 74-year-old who obviously was having trouble.
He's written a book about him. You've watched him over the years.
But what I was going to say is there were also times when it seemed like he was unfamiliar with parts of the investigation. Like, he didn't seem familiar with the name with the GPS, right?
And Corey Lewandowski.
When the name Lewandowski was mentioned, he didn't seem familiar with that. Now, I don't know if he couldn't hear or if actually he is not as well-versed with this report as many of the people on this panel are right now.
Jake. Come on, Jake. Not as familiar, not as well-versed. He didn't know anything about the report. He didn't know anything about the report whatsoever. He couldn't even say whether or not collusion and conspiracy were synonymous. He said, no, they're not. But on page 180, it says they are. I defer to the report. You don't even know something as basic as that. And okay. How bad was it? Let me sum it up for you. In the end, just how bad was Bob Mueller? This is how bad he was. A random Democrat, don't even know who this guy is, shows up and starts washing Mueller's feet, if you will, polishing him up, oh my gosh, fawning over him, and gives him some freebie questions. You need to hear this just to understand how far gone Bob Mueller is and how bad the hearing was. It's bite number 15. Roll it.
Director Mueller, I'm disappointed that some have questioned your motives throughout this process, and I want to take a moment to remind the American people of who you are and your exemplary service to our country. You are a Marine. You served in Vietnam and earned a Bronze Star and a Purple Heart, correct?
Correct.
Which president appointed you to become the United States Attorney for Massachusetts?
Which senator?
Which president?
Oh, which president? I think that was President Bush.
According to my notes, it was President Ronald Reagan had the honor to do so. Under whose administration?
My mistake.
You don't remember the president that appointed you to your first U.S. attorney's job in Massachusetts, that it was Ronald Wilson Reagan. You don't remember that. Which senator? President? George Bush? No, that'd be Ronald Reagan, sir. Tough to watch, to say the very least. Tough to watch. Straight ahead, coming your way, Corey Lewandowski here on the program. Don't go anywhere. Mueller didn't know who he was either. We'll get to it.